Let us just, we're on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. Let us just go over quickly the Gemara and then the Tosfos. The Gemara had asked, Hakel Chayovim Betkiya Shofar Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. So the Gemara asked, Pshita Yehani Loi Mechayvi Man Mechayvi. So the Gemara answered, Kahanim Etzdrichalei. And the second Mahalach is, Salkadaita Chamina Hoyulus Nan Shova Hayoyvel Lereisha Shone Litkiya Lebrochis, that Yoyvel and Reisha Shone have the same Alochis, Litkiya Brochis. So I would think, Man de Isei Bemitzvah Hayoyvel, Isei Bemitzvah de Reisha Shone. Whoever has this, Bemison de Zagzeire Shove, so whoever has Mitzvah Yoyvel, he has Mitzvah Reisha Shone. Hani kahanim hoyu velesnu b'mitzvah diyoivu. Disnan kahanim ulevim moichem loilom. V'goyelim loilom. Eima b'mitzvah d'arei sheshona loilachayivu. Kamash malons. Even though they don't have all the mitzvahs of yoivu, afal pikein, the mechuyiv. So I would think that the tkiyah shayfa of yoivu is for the mitzvahs of yoivu. And since they don't have all the mitzvahs of Yoivo, so they don't have also the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, Kamash Malon. Let us see Taisvis. The Snan Kahanim Ulevim Magdishim La'olam V'goyalim La'olam. Perish Bekuntris Shezu Hi Girsis Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi. V'shar Abayis of Girsim, not the Mishnah of Magdishim La'olam, Moichlum lo'ilom v'goyilum lo'ilom, u'shteyim mishnayisem b'mesechis erchim. Both of these are mishnayis. U'bein magdishin, u'bein moichin, that what it says, that the kahanim are magdishim lo'ilom, moichlum lo'ilom, tavayim mishnayi seiraninu, it's not a special din by kahanim. Ala aydi, disnan hosim gabi Yisrael, ein magdishin lifnei hayoivul, poches mishtei shonim. For an Eitzer Teiveh, it is smart not to be Magdish 2 years, unless there were 2 years before Yoivul. That's Lagabi to say that a Pidgin will come out cheaper. The Engay Alamacha Yoivul Poches Mishone. Tonesef and Nami, so since it's said by Yisraelim, Ein Magdishim, so this Ein Magdishim is applicable by Kahanim also. But Meiker Adina Yisrael is also Magdish. But Al Kaponim, since by Yisrael it said Ein Magdishin Bein Goyelin, so he says by Kahana Magdishin Ve Goyelin. So the Magdishin is Agav Yisraelim. It's no Chiddush whatsoever. The Iker Chiddush is Ve Goyelin. Va'aydi Detoni Magdishin Ve Goyelin Gabi Adodi. So since when the Tana spoke about Kahane Babi, really the Chiddush is Goylem. He said Magdishim veGoylem. Tananami Goylem de Mechire. So also it says Goylem and Moichem Badi Adodi. Moichem loylem. Hochi Mukilo b'Meseches Erchem. So the Magdishim and the Moichem is not no Chiddush whatsoever. The Iker Chiddush is Goylem loylem by Hegdish and Goylem loylem by Mechem. Now what does that mean? B'Goylem loylem Hainu Lefishinema b'Yisrael. Let's go by Mechana. Hamoicha stay achuzet. So if a person sells a stay achuzet be mishbar shnei tvueis yimkoloch, she'ene muta ligel poches mishtei shonim, at least by 2 years it has to be by the koina, avol levim goyelim miyat. V'goyelim loylom. V'goyelim loylom. Umagdish, maybe the Magdish. Haino, Lafish and Nema, the Magdish. So that's the Goylem Miyad by the Magdish. The Goylem Oilem, the Magdish, Haino, Lafish and Nema, the Magdish, the Yahuza, Loy Goyeloid. Hello, Yoid Sailor Kahanim, be evil. That, if he wasn't, if the Gizbo sold it, so by Yoivul, that's a din shmita. It goes to the kana b'yovel. V'alaviim goyim loylam. V'at agirsus rabbein yitzchak halevi niche. So there, only by hegdish, we see this kula. That even though yovel is a mafkia by a yisrael shehegdish sadeyu machoya gizbo, that it's yoytze lekahanim b'yoyivul, by kahanim, by a kalk of kahanim, it's not like that. She'ein ha'yoyivul mavkiya miyad ha'magdish im hu levi. K'moy b'yisrael. Avu mechire u'ge'ule she'goyil miyad. But that din by Mechira, so Fakel, so in Hegdish, we see one instance that Hilchis Yoivol is not applicable by a Levi. Yoivol is Mavkiya from a Yisrael, that's Magdish Macho Gizbo, but Yoivol is not Mavkiya from a Levi. But these other dinim of Goylem La'olam, which are mentioned by Mechira, Avo Mechira Ugula Shegoyol Miyad, that he's allowed to be girl right away by Estechuze. Inami bibot erechayme she'inam nichlotais l'saif shone. That like this, the din is that bibot erechayme, if he wasn't girl miyad after a year, he can't be girl anymore. Is that, that's the revusa that kayinam is girl and loyalam. Amayin zele mitzvah de yoivul. This is no shaykhis at all with yoivul. Aval gav, so, If the Gemara is bringing down this Mishnah to show us that by Kahanim it's not Noyeg Mitzvahs HaYoivul, the only Aloche this is seen is by Hegdish, that it is not Nifka from the Magdish after Yoivul. The Magdish was a lady, it was a Kalk of a lady. But these other Aloches have nothing to do with Yoivul. Zavol gavdein zed noyeg ala bizman shayoyvul noyeg v'din abot erachayim amikomak v'lamash mahochi lishnu d'lesnayu b'mitzvahs d'yoyvul v'oid sh'mishna rishayin avol elusid. I mean, Tosis is asking the gils of the Rabbosov shol Rashi is very shver. Number one, you don't see anything from that Mishnah. Number two, sh'mishna rishayin avol elusid v'hidam agdishim. Why did they bring Bechlau the second Mishnah? They should put the first Mishnah in Elchim. They should have brought the first Mishnah. The first Mishnah says Klor, this din. There is Zicha Halacha that Yoivul is not Noyig by a Kalk of Kahanim. Kamash Melon, so that would be a Havamina, the Kahanim Apoto, from Kiya Shaifa, it's Kamash Malon, so by us, we stop with the Kamash Malon. And now, Taisa Regirse, Nehei Delesnayu Hashmotas Kalke. That is right. That the Taka Hashmotas Kalke does not apply by Kahanim, Hashmotas Ksofim, Vishaluach Avodim, Miyu Isnayu. But since Hashmotas Ksofim and Shaluach Avodim does apply by Kahanim, so that's why, so there is some sort of Dine Yoivul, which applies to them, so Mamela, that's why they have Tkiya Shaifa also. I mean, if they be Mufke from all Hilchas Yoivul, then we would take a say, since they're not the Dine Yoivul, which the Shaifa of Yoivul, the Dine Yoivul, which is Chala, the Tkiya Shaifa of Yoivul, is not noyig by them at all, so then taka the tki yeshayva bareish hashana also wouldn't be noyig. But even though the hashmotas kalka of yoivul is not noyig, but since the hashmotas ksofim of yoivul, shiluach avodim of yoivul is noyig, so b'meil, that's why, so by them there's also an inyan of tki yeshayva be yoivul, that's why it's noyig by them tki yeshayva of reish hashana. Kach kosuv bareif svarim. Bekuntres gores, Barashi was gores, Kamash Malon, Besuloi. Barashi says, Kamash Malon, even though there's no din yoivul of Afko from Hegdish, Avopi came to still a din at Kiya Shaifa. But like gores, Nadal is Nabashmota. The Bada is Nayu. The words are very misleading. The din of Ashmota's Kalke is Zicha Noyig by Kahanam also. Bein Shalokru Heime Yisrael. If a Kohen purchased from a Yid a Karke, and it comes Yoivul, Machzirin. Why Navki Mechlal HaMitzvahs? That also Mechlal the Mitzvahs. Then so they're Mitzvah to return it. Bein Shalokach Yisrael Mehen, Min Alpayim Amish Nos Nitno Lehem Chutz Loreim, Yaitze B'Yoivul goes back to them.
ואפילו בוטי יריחיימה שאין חייזרין לישראל אפתא ייר, ביובל חייזרים להם, שנאמר שיגאל מן הלוויה. כן, איקשה בקונטרס. So, לחיירה, how can you say a statement, נהיידה לסנאיו באשמות הסקרקה? That means in the, there's only one case that you don't take away the karka from them when they were magdish and the gizba sold it to someone. But all other halachas of Yovel, that the karka goes back after 50 years, this applies to Kahanim also. So that's why Rashi was moichiket. Kein ikshe bekuntres. Vein ze kushe gemure, shchayesh lafos, tashmotes karka kori magdish sdei achuze, v'loi ga'ola, umocha gizba, שאין יובל מלכים מדי מקדיש מול לוי, כדרך שמקימו ישראל שיוצא לכהנם ביובל. ונהיידלס נאיו בשמותס קרקד דקומה, היינו בכל דין השמותס קרקד, that means, there are many דינים of השמותס קרקד, as the din יובל takes away from a מקדיש, there's other דינים in יובל, so they don't have all the דינים of השמותס קרקד, אבל זה, yeah, אבל they have, they don't have all the dinim of השמות הסקרק, אבל זה ועדי קושה, דאבל אלה מימה, so you should say, they don't have that din, but you don't have to jump to עבודים in השמות הסקסופים, דאבל אלה מימה, בשמות הסקרק את המחירים יהיו סנאי, כגי מוכר להם סודה, מוכר להם לאחרים, כך דחושה בשמות הסקסופים, בשילוח עבודים, so that means that you could live with the girse that they don't have all Ashmotas Karka, but you could say they have some Ashmotas Karka, you don't have to jump to Ashmotas Ksofim and Shiluach Avodim. Void Bainin Ashmotas Ksofim Eitzel Yoivul Abed Yatana Besefri Pashas Re'ei Deshvius Meshametas Ksofim Ben Yoivul Meshamet Ksofim. Ashmotas Ksofim has nothing to do with Yoivul. The Maitlei Mizeh Devar HaShmita Shomet Shmita Mishame Ksofim V'lo Yoivu. Zadoichik Loima Denoket L'Rebi D'L'Rebi Tluy HaShmotas Ksofim B'Yoivu K'Doma B'Shelech D'Bizman Shayoivu Noyik HaShmotas Ksofim Noyikis. Zogte Gemara Weiter. Mi Shechet Shei Eved V'Chet Shei Ben Chayren Einoi Moitzi Loi Esminoi Veloy es she'enei minoi. He's not moitzi another chatzi yevet v'chatzi ben chayren, and he's not moitzi stamazei ben chayren. Omar Rav Huna ula atzmoi moitzi, but for himself he could blow. Omar le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna ma'ishna la chayren deloy. Why can he blow from someone else, for someone else? Loi osi tzad abdus umapik tzad cheres. Because the keil is coming from a person who is a chatzi yeved. So the keil originates from a person who is a chatzi lav bar chiyuvet. You have to hear a keil from a bar chiyuve. Now this keil is coming from a chatzi lav bar chiyuve. So just like this is not a, so it's not a kosher keil. It's a keil that originates from a lav bar chiyuve. So that's why someone else can't be yaitza with this keil. Is la'atzme nami la'osi tzad avdus didei umapik tzad cheres didei. That means he is hearing. The Tzad Cheres is hearing a call that is originating from a Tzad Avdus. Elomar Rav Nachman Av La'atzmoi Einei Moitzi. He can't be Moitzi himself either, because here we need a kosher keil, and the keil originates from a Chatzi Lav Bar Chiyuve. Davni Nezer explains, that legabi the listening, so there's no problem, because the Tzad Cheres is hearing, the Tzad Avdus is also hearing, but the doubt that Tzad Avdus is hearing is not steered to the Tzad Cheres, so the Tzad Cheres is listening, the Tzad Avdus is listening. Tzad Avdus is part of the Tzad Cheres is chayev. But here you have a keil that originates from a lav bar chiyuve, that means the blowing is coming from a lav bar chiyuve also, So Mamele, you can't be Yaitza with such a Koil. So he wants to say, Achidish, the Avnei Nezer, he wants to say, by Mikra Megillah, he says, there it will help. He wants to say like this. He says, because first of all, by Mikra Megillah, there's a machloikis bachlal, if you have to hear what you're saying. Could be, you just have to be kaire. Let's say if a person will be kaire and he stops his ears, he's also good. There's a Mikra Megillah. He's laying a Megillah. So according to other places, you just have to lay in the Megillah. So if you have to lay in the Megillah, so he says over there, so is the Tzad Cheiris is laying and the Tzad Abdus is laying. That means hearing is you hear the end result of the combination of both. That means the Kriya came from an Eved and a Ben Cheirim, so I'm hearing a Koil that a Lav Bach Yuve was mishtatev in the origination of this girl. So that's why, let's say, someone else to hear from him, someone else won't be yaitze. But for he himself to learn for himself, so the tzad cheres is learning, the tzad abdus is learning. This is a Avnei Nezer in Simen Tov Mem Beis. Then he wants to say, afilu you'll say that he has to hear what he learns. So pshat is, it's not a mitzvah shmiyah. It's, there's a din hashme loz mecha mashapicha medaber. The mitzvah is kriye, but it should be a kriye that it should be loud enough that you should be able to hear what you're saying. So memela the tzad cheres was laning. The tzad cheres lained loud enough that he could hear. The tzad abdus is also laning. So what is, there's no problem. That means if you're starting off with Shmias, I'm hearing a psakil, which originates from a Lav Bach Yuvet. But the Yisod HaMitzvah is Kriya. So the Tzad Cheres is laning. The Tzad Abdus is also laning. It's Gate Menishton. Now there's a mitzvah to hear, it's a shir in the Kriya. That you need a Kriya that's loud enough that you should be able to hear what you are Kairi. So he says that the Kriya mitzad the Tzad Cheres is also loud enough that you're able to hear. The Tzad Avdus is also laning. You can't differentiate. I'm Segeimel Nishton, but it's only Ashir and the Kriya. The Yisai the Mitzvah is Kriya. That's how Rabbi Neza explains our Gemara. Tanya Nami Hochi, Mishachet Shevet Chetzi Ben Chayrin, Av La'atzmoy Eini Moitzi. Toni Avo Bereide Rabzeire, Kol Abrochis Kulon, Av Alpi Sheyotza Moitzi. By all Brochis, even though he was Yaitz already, he could be Maitzi someone else. By all Birchas HaMitzvahs, by Kiddush, he made Kiddush already, but there's another Yid that didn't hear Kiddush, so I can go now and make Kiddush for that Yid. So Trash Avabi Sheyotza Maitzi, Shrei Kol Yisrael Arevim, Zebo Zele Mitzvahs. By Mitzvahs and Chiyuvim, so one Yid is an Orev for another Yid. The Chassam Sofer says, the Chol Yisrael Reive Vavlik Yiluhu Chaye Vadayim B'Mitzvahs Asei. I mean, just like I'm a Chuyiv to say that I should hear Kiddush, the Zachiyiv Amiris Kiddush, that Yana should hear Kiddush. So I'm a Chuyiv in Kiddush. So I will be Sheyotz himself Maitzi. So, like this, he's a Baal Chiyuv in Mitzvahs Kiddush after he was Yaitze Kiddush already. So I could, there's a din arvis that I could say the broch and be might see him. Chutz mi birchas halechem u birchas hayayim. But by birchas hanenin, she'im lo yotza, if I have to make the moitzi or the boyer priyagofen or any birchas hanenin for myself, so I'm making it moitzi. So then, as amigo, it helps for me, it'll help for Yenna. But ve'im yotza, but if he was yaitz already, that means I made already a maitzi. And now, if someone else wants to eat, he wants I should make a bichas a maitzi for him. Ain't they maitzi? He can't be maitzi Yenna. Zogt Rashi, chutz mi bichas alechem v'yayin, b'shah bichas peiris v'rechni, lav davke lechem v'yayin. So why can't you be Maitzi? She'enon chayva. The whole din
kol yisol harevim zel azeh, the arvis is only an adova shebachayva. Something that, but yene yid is mechuyiv to do, so I'm an orif to see that he should be memale his chiv. But, birchas hanenin, there's no chayva on him to eat bread now. Ela sha'ose lahonis min oilam azeh b'lay bracha. There's no chayva to make a bracha. No, you're not allowed to have an nom in oilam azeh b'lay bracha. Bezu ain't kan arvis, but here there's no arvis already. She'ein lo yichoyv ala adam. He's not mechuyiv to make this bracha. Loilis ani v'loy livrach. Let him not have ano. Let him not make a bracha. He wants to have ano. So now he has a problem. He can't be have ano without making a bracha. That's a problem, but I can solve this problem. Because since there's no chayv on him to make this bracha, because the only reason this bracha has to make because he wants to eat now, that doesn't create a chayv. So memela, so there's no din alvis. So there's no din alvis, I can't be moitzi him. Boy rove, so rove klal the shayla. Bilchas halechem shel matzah. What is the halacha if we make by Pesach, we make two brachas. We make halachilas matzah, we make hameitzi lechem min haaretz. Ubirchas hayayin shel kiddush hayayin. And by kiddush also make two brachas. Boi pi agofen, kaddush shabbos, kaddush yisrael v'azmanim. Mahu. Kiven de choyve hu mapik. Now, it is a choyve to make kiddush. Since it's a choyve to make kiddush, so, and you have a problem, he can't drink the wine without making a bayir pri agofen. So lemaise, the chayva of kiddush is mesaviv that out the chayv of kiddush you have to make a bayir pri agofen. So even though it's not the chayv is kiddush, but it becomes nishtalshul through the chayv of kiddush achiyev bracha. Oydil me bracha lav chayvay. The bracha is not a chayv. That means you have to make the bracha als osa le'odam lehones b'olam azeh b'loy bracha. But the bracha alone is not a birchas chayva. So it could be that there's only a din alvis and a birchas chayva. This is not a birchas chayva. I have to do it because or else I won't be able to make kiddush, but it's not considered a birchas chayva. Let us see Rashi. Birchas alechem shel achilas matzah shemevorchim lefoneo hamoitzi. Or birchas hayayin shemevorchim lefnei kiddush. That you make before kiddush. I really don't know why Rashi got involved in the machlekes peshami and beisilu. If mevorchim ala yayin vachkach mevorchim ala hayayim or mevorchim ala yayin vachkach mevorchim ala Rashi shemevorchim lefnei kiddush. Basically, now, Zerashi says like this, Al achilas matzah, the brach of achilas matzah, mekadish Yisrael, the brach of kiddush, mekadish Yisrael vazmanim, loiti boiloch. That's no shayla. The chayv aninu, it's a chayv, it's a chayv, it's a birchas achayv, it's a chayv to make the, he's mutal to make the mitzvah, and there's a, it's a chayv, it's a chayv to make the birchas a mitzvah, or by kiddush that is the birchas a mitzvah, that's the chayv. So that's no shaylo mapik. Ela birchas hamaitzi birchas hayayin mi boilon. But the whole shaylo is birchas hamaitzi birchas hayayin. She'ain bois, the only reason they're here, elefisha mevorich tzor shiitem, narashi comes to birchas hayayin. The only reason that you have to make a bayo priyagofen, elefisha mevorich tzor shiitem, because if you made kiddush, you have to be taim from the kaishal kiddush. The avshel lehone is b'loy bracha, and you can't have ano without having a bracha. So memele, through the chiyuv of kiddush, you end up by having to make a b'yir pri agofen on the yain because of the halacha mevorach tzor sheita. Inami loy toim iyu, afilu the mevorach himself doesn't make the bracha, that is toim. That's clear that if kiddush was made, you have to be taim from the kaishal kiddush.
So should we say, Kiven da chayivu achilas matza chayiv olof. Yimachuyiv tit matza. V'chein kiddush ayyim chayiv olof. V'yev shashalai bano. And so memela you have, so this chayva is can only be niskayim through ano. V'ano yev shebalei brachin, and ano yev shebalei brachin nimtzis am mitzvah. Tluya be birchas hano. So the mitzvah is dependent on the birchas hano mapik. So that's also called a birchas chayva. I do my birchas hano lav chayva. The mitzvah osi. This is not a chayva for the mitzvah. Shav b'chol hano yis ina heges. This is, it's not a chayva for the mitzvah. This is a broche. That also on monos abaloi broche. So memele, but it doesn't have it doesn't have a din of a birchas chayva. I'd like to mention two ha'ores. One ha'ore, both ha'ores I found. One ha'ore I had, I don't remember, we learned in Masechtas Eirivin, this was mentioned in Masechtas Pesachim also, Rashi says over here that the reason one has to the whole reason you have to make a bayer pri agafim by kiddush l'fisha mevorech tzorech sheyitaim because you have to be toyim from the kais be efshel lehones b'loy brocha. The ritus loshen of Rashi would sound that you make kiddush you have to be toyim from the kais shel brocha mevorech tzorech sheyitaim the efshele honais b'loy broche. And so you have to be tame, so you cannot be tame without a broche. So memele is so that broche is already, that's a shail that becomes a chelik of the chayvas kiddush. It mentioned Rashi says in Erevin, that af memamet beis, Rashi says that the reason you have to be tame for the kais, bishum dignayu le kais shel broche, Shalai Yehenu Mimenu La'alta Shetahei Birchas Hayayin the Boya Priya Gofen Shalai Letzairich. Rashi says not a Mavor Tzor Shittim is going on the Kiddush. A Mavor Tzor Shittim is going since you made a Boya Priya Gofen, so it's a Gnai Shalai Yehenu Mimenu La'alta, so it's a Gnai that you made a Broche and you won't be Nene from it. Shetehei birchas hayayin the bayer piyagofen shaloi letzairich. We learned this Rashi, we explained this Rashi with the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir in Hilchas Mila explains this Rashi, that be'emison, that the bayer piyagofen of Kiddush is not made for the, that one should be able to drink from the kais. The Boya Priya Gofen is Shvach Leboyre Boruchu Shebora Hayayin LeKaddish Olof. I thank the Rabbeinu Shalom that I have wine with which to make Kiddush. Boyre Priya Gofen, the Eibish Teshaft wines, I have wine with which to make Kiddush. That's the Boya Priya Gofen. Finished. So Meikar Adin, you don't have to be Toyim from the Kais. Because it's not a brocha levatola. I'm making kiddush. I thank the Rabbi Shalom. I have wine with which to make kiddush with. Brings Taisvah says in Avi Psochem says that mina teire. That's what he understands. Tratan Taisvah. You make a bayer pri agofen and you make kiddush. You put it down. Finished. That's the kiddush deraisa. The midarabonon. It's a psagnai lekais. That the bracha was made without no one deriving no gashmi from it. So that's why you have to mevorech. You made a bayre pri agofen al hakais. You have to drink for the kais or it's a gnai lekais. Here from our Rashi, it would seem that it's a go under reason. She'ein bois elo. The whole reason you make the bayre pri agofen. Rashi says in Erevin you make. You have to be toyim because you made a bayre pri agofen. And Rashi says here the whole reason you make a bayre pri agofen is because since you have to be toyim, that's why you make the bayre pri agofen. Tzlachet says tiran Rashi. So Baruch Hashem, I found the Beis Meir in Hilchas Mila, asked this Kashi. He asked Kashi Rosh Hashanah, he says himself with Rashi and Erev. Okay. But then I thought, I mean, Lucheire, how could Rashi learn in Rosh Hashanah like Rashi in Erevin? According to Rashi, the Beis Meir himself says that min ha-Toyre, the Kiddush to Yeraisa is that one made a Beire Priya Gofen, and Kiddush, and he didn't drink it at all. So this Beire Priya Gofen, so that's part of Kiddush to Yeraisa. So the Beire Priya Gofen, which is a Shvach Le Beire, that Baruch Hu Shebore Yain Le Kaddish Olav, which min ha-Toyre you have to make this Bracha, he says, that's the Kiddush. That is Kiddush Deiraisa. You thank the Rabbeinu Shalom that you have wine, and then to make the Zacheo Ala Yain, and then it's not the din of Midrabon and also Lodom Lehonis Bailam Azeb Balei Broche. If Taisa says it's a Deiraisa, that's what the Beis Meir understands from Taisa. So this is the mitzvah. The Zacheo Ala Yain, these are Divei Shvach Vaidot. First you give the Rebbeinu Shalom a Shvach and Yayin, then that there's a Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos. That's the Tzura of Kiddush. So that's the real Birchas HaMitzvahs. The Beis Meir is also a Birchas HaMitzvah. That is the mitzvah. Min ha-Toyre fakert, min ha-Toyre. If the Beis Meir himself says min ha-Toyre, you make a Beir Priya Gofen and you make Kiddush and you put down the Kais. So what found this Beir Priya Gofen? So that's the Shvach of Kiddush is It's Zachayu ala Yayin, that we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom about Kedusha Shabbos, Bochat Hashem Kedusha Shabbos, and also this is Ser al Yayin, so you thank the Rebbeinu Shalom that is the Shvach of Kiddush, it's Bichas HaShvach. It's Bichas HaShvach that there's a din, that there's Zichah din Arvis. One can be Maitzi by Bichas HaShvach. That is the mitzvah. So it's very, I mean, Rashi and Asugye, Lechayre, here to say a Psagor and under a Pshat. The Gemara is Medame, the Bichas Hamaitzi of Matzah, to the Bichas Hamaitzi, to the Bichas Hamaitzi of Kiddush. So Lechayra Rashi didn't say the same, because since you have to drink it, some amel, you have to make a bracha, so now we have a problem. So I really don't know how Rashi and Erevin could learn Pshat in our Gemara. But Lechayra, I mean, Rashi over here, Lechayra was Lechayra was a hechrich to say the way Rashi said. Now there's a very interesting diuk that the Turi Eben is medayik from Rashi. Ela birchas hamoitzi. Now Rashi says, "Mau alachilas matzah mekadesh Yisrael leiti boiloch." There's no shaila on these two brachas. So frekt the Turi Eben amoyre de kekasha. What's that for kadesh Yisrael? Rashi means mekadesh Yisrael the kiddush of yontif. So what's the Rashi? Why did Rashi to jump to Yontif? What's with Shabbos? You make Kiddush Erev Shabbos. It's Negeya Shabbos also. It is Negeya every Shabbos also. So why did Rashi jump to Yontif? Because of this Kasha, the Turi Eben, maybe it's other Rashi also, he says, I'm Uyim Dike Kiddush. He wants to say that this whole din of afal pi sheyotza moitzi only applies by a mitzvah darabonon. By a mitzvah deraisa, it won't work. If you yotzi, it can't be moitzi. So that's why Rashi said in Mekadesh Yisrael, because Kiddush of Yontav is a darabonon. So the afal pi sheyotza moitzi. But by Kiddush of Shabbos, which is a daraisa, he says, it won't be a din of yotza moitzi. Kertish tells you, if a person is not a Baal Chiyuva, can't be Maitzi. His Yaitzi is also a Lav Baal Chiyuva. He also can't be Maitzi. That's what he wants to say. It's a Meirdike Chiddush, but then it's also a very interesting diuk in Rashi, where Rashi had to speak about the Kiddush of Yontif. Al Koponim, that was the Gemara Shaila, Toshma, when we used to eat by Rav Papi, Rav Papi used to make Kiddush for us. Then he made Kiddush for the Oris. So my Sarav, it seems Chazal Mubshat, the Kiddush wasn't, this was Samus Mutchesach, maybe made Kiddush and the Oris made the Bar Priya Gofen. No, it seems Pasha the Gemara knew what the story was. I mean, that's, he made the whole Kiddush, the whole Nusach, he made the Beifri Gofen also. And he had already made Kiddush, and he was Pasha in the middle of the Suda, and he didn't drink. He was in the middle, if he was in the middle of the Suda, maybe he drank some wine also, big deal. Now, Koponim, he was in the middle of the Suda, the Kaddish Lon, he was in the middle of the Suda, so you see that Al Kaponim, that Abirchas Hanenin, which is an intricate chalik of a mitzvah, of Abirchas HaMitzvahs, has a din of Abirchas HaMitzvahs and Afalpi Sheyotza Moitzi. Afalpi Kain, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that Suda Shabbos, Mor jumped only to Mor Klada Shaila by the Birchas Amoitzi of Matzah. It could be Moitzi. But the Birchas Amoitzi of Lechem Chol Shabbos V'Shabbos, the Gemara didn't clear. So Vais Tachois, Yizichah can't be Moitzi. The Gemara only cleared. The Gemara wanted to find a birchas hanenim, which is a chelik of a birchas hamitzvah, a chelik of a chayv of a birchas hamitzvahs, the Gemara jumped to matzah. But by the birchas alechem of Suda Shabbos, you can't be moitzi if you're not yoitz alone. L'chayres kan shayil aben, what is the difference? Se alochen simen kuf samach zayin, but you cannot be moitzi. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, "Ein." It's very interesting. "Ein ha'choiv shel gimel sudes mishum mitzvah." The whole choiv of gimel sudes is not alts mitzvah. Elo kedei sheyehene misude Shabbos. There's a din hano. There's a din oinik Shabbos. Ve'ein laha mitzvah atzmo choiv, doim nene mimashe misane, ein tzorich lechel. So that means the mitzvah is oinig. Oinig is relative. If you have oinig by eating, so your mitzvah is eating. If you have oinig by fasting, your mitzvah is fasting. The mitzvah is oinig Shabbos, but there's no choiva, you can't say that choiva, that there's a choiva to eat. There's a chayva to have oinig. And if your oinig will be al yidei achile, so then you should eat pas. So the achilas pas is not considered an achilas chayva. And if it's not considered an, because in your situation, that's how you're mekayim oinig, it's Miriam Dick. That your situation, you like pas and you're hungry, so memeila, so you're the, but there's no choiva to eat pas. It starts only, it's only a poil yoitze from the chiv of oinig. So that is not called a birchas choiva, and therefore there's no din arvis on that. There is a choiva to eat matzah. So memela, so then there's a din arvis, and all the choivis that are yid is machuyiv, so memela, this kol yisol arevim zelozeh. Zok Taisvis, Birchas Alechem de Matzeh, Birchas Hayayin de Kiddush Miboy Leidavke, Bahu, Kibin de Lahanoson Heim. So this is for his Hano. So Mamela, maybe it's a din of a Birchas Hanenim. So the Yaim Truah wants to say Pshat and Taisvis. What is Taisvis saying? He says Taisvis is saying a Kiddush. That even though the Gemara had a suffix, if you could be moitzi, the Beir Piyagofen of Kiddush, that's Tavke Kiddush Halayla. Because Kiddush Halayla, the Beir Piyagofen, is Lahanosonim. That means the Beir Piyagofen is because I have to drink from the Kais, so that's why I have to make a Beir Pri Agofen, but it's not called a Birchas Chayva. The Bruch is to enable you to have anlo. Ma she'en kein, the boire pi agofen of Kiddush hayoyim, he says, that is the mitzvah's Kiddush. Not pshat is, I have to be toyim from the kaishal Kiddush. The boire pi agofen, that is the nusach ha-Kiddush. That is the nusach ha-Kiddush. So my male, that is the nusach ha-Kiddush, that's zicha called abichas choyva. So that's called abichas choyva, so there won't be any shayla. But this is la-nosone. That means, that's what Taisus wants to be madgish over here. This is la-noson. So Mamela could be, doesn't fall into the category of a bichas chayva, where there is a din arvis. Zok the Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbanan lo yifreis adam prusa lo oichem, elim kein oichel imoim. He says, one should not make a moitzi and be baitzeya for oichem if he himself was not eating. Unless he's eating. Avo peiris u lebonov u bnei beisoi kedei lechanchon b'mitzvahs. Als mitzvahs chinuch, he can make a moitzi for them. Shulnach zbot han afilu lav bonov u bnei beisoi, afilu fremde kinder, kedei lechanchon b'mitzvahs, he's allowed to make, I mean, lechay the lomdes is tachsach mir, because Baruch Hashem tzrich is on the other. Rabbonon, b'mokim mitzvah, they did nasa. So Memele, Mr. Brewer would seem this is also speaking about a fellow, he's not moitzi them. They're going to say with him, the bracha. But to him it's a bracha shein etzricha, but since the purpose is l'chanchon b'mitzvahs, their matzav, there's no din arvus over here, because, I mean, we said abichas anenin, there's no din arvus. That's for sure. So pshat is bemis, and it's a bracha levatol, and it doesn't help for them. Aval kaponim al chinuch, that they should get the regilus that when before you eat pas, either someone is mighty you, or they'll say together with them. So then that chazal wamata. Mahalu megila afal pi sheyotza mighty, because says this that's a bichas chayva. Layifres biches hamaitze kedamrin aleu sheina chayv aleim layoichlo v'lo yevolchu. Hadran alach hu bezin. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Yontem shel reish hashone shechaliyos b'shabes. B'migdash hayu toiken avoloi b'medine. Reish hashone fell out on Shabbos, on the base of migdash they were tekeya. Avoloi b'medine. The Beis HaMikdash, L'chaira, the mile of the Mikdash was because the Lishka Sagosis wasn't the Mikdash. Memele, they were Tekeh Bifnei Bezden, that was Mamish Bezden Nagodl. Avoloi b'medine. Let's see what Rashi says. Yontav Shlo, Shoshanish Chaliyas, B'Shabbos Mikdash Ayatoykin, B'Gmorim Eforish Lo. Avoloi b'medine, Loi b'Yerushalayim, the loy bigvulim, not in Yerushalayim, and not only in the Beis Hamikdash. Mishechora Beis Hamikdash, hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, sheyitoykin b'chol mokim sheyesh boi bezden. Wherever there's a bezden, one is permitted to be tekeya. Omar Rabbi Lozor, lehiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, elo b'yavne b'lvat. Elo b'yavne, Sarashi says, sheyesh shom, Sanhedrin gdoila biyomo. V'chein b'chol mokim shegolso Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin gdoila. Avoloi bebezn shal esrim ushloisha. So now from Rashi we see that Rashi understood that Rabbi Lozer is chilek on the Tanakame as follows. According to the Tanakame, afilo bezn shal esrim ushloisha is also good. Kol mokim sheyesh boi bezdin, afilo bezn shal chav gimel. And Rabbi Lezer says, no, lehiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ela b'yavne b'lvad, because in Yavne there was the bezn nagodu. But not a bezn shalchav gimel. But lav dafki Yavne. Yavne means there were any other place where they were goyle. So that's the machloikis, if you need a bezn shalchav gimel, or is it sufficient a bezn shalchav gimel, or do you need a bezn shalayin alef? Amrulai, so they told Rabbi Lozer, echad yavne v'echad chol kol mokim sheyesh bei bezden. So this is different. So the Amrulai is like the Tanakame. You don't need yavne. You need the l'chayre every place where there's a bezden shel chav gimel. The Ritva brings down that the Rif understood Pshat and the Tanakame, that the Tanakame was Mata any Bezdin, Afila Bezdin Shal Gimel, Nafilo Sha'inam Smuchim, and the Rif, the Talmide Arif, bring down that Bizman Arif, they used to blow Shofar and Shabbos Bebezdinay Shal Arif. And the Ritva says, Aber Klal Yisol Nisht Ungenemen der Psak. But the Rif had been geblasen Shofar upon him. That we have to know. Bebezdin Shal Arif, Shabbos, if someone wanted to hear Shofar, he went to the Rif's Bezdin and he heard Shofar. But this Psak was not niskavel by Klal Yisol. Va'oid zois oisa Yerushalayim Yeseira al Yavne. There was another mailer that Yerushalayim had on Yavne. Shekol ir sheiroye v'sheimas, every city that saw Yerushalayim, or could hear, v'kroiva v'yecheilo lovoi, toiken. They permitted to be toikeya, or be'yavne lahoyu toiken, elo be'bezn bulvat. Va'oid zois oisa b'Yerushalayim, ba'oido b'binyono. Now, this Rashi is a very shver Rashi. Rashi said before that Bizman Abayis Bamigdosh Hoyu Toikin Avoloi Bimedine Loi Birushalayim. So Rashi says Yerushalayim is called Medine. So Bizman Habayis, they were not Toikeya in Yerushalayim, only in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Rashi says. Ba'oidzois Hoysi Yerushalayim Ba'oido Bibinyono. Lochem means Bishasta Bayis was Bibinyono. That not only did they blow in Yerushalayim, they all called Ir, which was Samuch, or Shemash, Yeroi, Mishmas, Vekoi, Vekoi, Lovai, also blew. So the Rashi Zechseisa Minayabe. So the Ritva asked the Kashin, the Mashor also asked the Kashin, the Mashor's Machaban to the Ritva's Teretz. So the Ritva says as follows, that, he says, that's what Rashi said, that they did not blow in Yerushalayim. He says, that was Kozman, the Sanhedrin was in the Lishka Sagosis. So then they blew in the Beis HaMikdash. But Chazal tell us that, I think 40 years before Churban Habayis, the Sanhedrin left the Lishka Sagosis, and they were in Yerushalayim. Before they went to Yavne, they were in Yerushalayim. So then there was no Dinah Beis HaMikdash anymore. There was no Yichud. The whole Yichud of the Beis HaMikdash Gavit Kiya Shaifa was because the Bezdin was there. The Bezdin was in Yerushalayim. Zok the Ritve, so in that Tkufe, Chazra Yerushalayim Kemikdash, Litkoya Bo, Ubi Ayore Sel. So now we're speaking about that Tkufe. In the Tkufe, That when the Lishka, when the Sanhedrin left the Lishka Sagozis, they were in Yerushalayim, so they gave the Yerushalayim a din Mikdash, and they also were Mekel and Dayoris, which were Royin and Shoyman, Kaivim, to Yerushalayim. Masha'ein came when the Sanhedrin went to Yavne, so then the halacha was, you're only permitted to blow in the Lufnei Sanhedrin in Yavne, but that's it, Dayoris Asmuchas. You're not allowed to. So that is Pshat what Rashi is telling us, that was the Chaimel that Yavne had, at the Yerushalayim had over Yavne. And this was Ba'oida Bebinyona. Shekol ir sheroyes Yerushalayim, v'shemas v'chayl lovay, v'forish b'gmora maitone the come of oid, v'ayist ois, we already mentioned one chumra that Yerushalayim had over Yavne, and this is another chumra. What was the first chumra? Zok Taisvis. Perhaps let's learn the Gemara first. Menoani Mili. How do you know that you can't blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shchalias b'Shabbos? Omer Ablevi Balachma, Omer Abichoma Bachanine, Kosev Echad Oimer Shabbosoin Zichrein Trua, V'Kosev Echad Oimer Yoim Trua Yirlochem. So one pasuk would seem, the second pasuk would seem Yoim Trua, you blow Shofar. The first pasuk by Yistoi is Zichrein Trua. You say Psukim, which speak about Trua. So it's a stira to Psukim. So like Ashkan beyond Tev Shchali is b'Shabbes. So then it's, you don't blow Shofar. Then it's Zichrein Trua. kam beyond dem schali is bachel denn es jaim tru so zu der reise de kedet am rovi mit der reise be migdes heich takina so a ke di blod this is a mitzvah of sich rein tru bei oid so rasch gils is molachi and how could it be that the Torah says you don't blow on Shabbos it's a molachi the itzach kol and mutai but the Torah is telling us that you're not allowed to the ton of the veishmu kol meleches avoide leisasu the pasuk says one is not to do meleches avoide yotzusot ki yeshoifer odiyas apashi chochme ve'ena moloch so memele it's not a meleche so memele there's no isa so why can you blow shoifer why should only be din zichrin to elo marov mi dereis mishre shori min atoire you're allowed to blow shayf on Shabbos also. Rabbanu no de gozre beke de rabbed. Oma rabbe hakel chayovim betkiye shayfa. Vein hakel bekiyim betkiye shayfa. Is gzeiro shema yitlenu biyodoy. Vyeylech eitzel boki. Lilmoy. Vyavirenu. Dalad ames pashis harabim. So that's why they asked to blow shayfa Rosh Hashanah. Vayna taima de lulav. Vayna taima de megillah. Zichra in Truah sagt Rashi, veloi Truah mamish, elo mikroi shal Truah yoimu. Velochi betmiye, gzere shemit lenu, ubemigdosh loi gozo. So Rashi is a kasha, so if it's a gzere, so why won't they goze bemigdosh? Tein iser shvus tarabonon bemigdosh. That is no iser shvus bemigdosh. Das me des Rashi is a shtikul machudishtik, L'chayre, we are eingewohnt that ein Shvus b'migdosh l'chayre is dvorem anoigim l'migdosh ein Shvus. The migdosh tike, the things which have to be done in the migdosh, so they weren't geyser a Shvus b'migdosh. Chatiches shavelos from a kolben. Al kaponim, so there is a din of ein Shvus b'migdosh. I mean, this din of blowing shayfa, the Beis HaMikdash, Tachsimeh, has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It wasn't not the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, the Fakert, we just mentioned before, when the Sanhedrin went to Yerushalayim, they didn't blow in the Mikdash, they blew in Yerushalayim. So the vote is not Mikdash, the vote is the Sanhedrin. No, they were grabbing the Mikdash. Like upon him we see, so, I mean, the mitzvah was because of the Sanhedrin. That was the mitzvah, and that we say in Shvus b'migdosh. I mean, what happened? The Stake Golshver and Boit Koshech. I mean, so what happened when they went to Yerushalayim? I mean, so what was then the matter? That was, I mean, from the Ritva Vaisdois, that was. This is not Hiskin Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zaki. Mishachorav Beis HaMikdosh. Mishachorav Beis HaMikdosh Hiskin Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zaki. The Takon of Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zaki was after the Chum. But this, so that what they blew in Yerushalayim wasn't from Takon of Rabbi Yechanan Ben Zaki. This was from the first Takon that you blow in the Mikdosh. And that's what the Ritva says. Chozra Yerushalayim kem Mikdash litkoya bo b'Yerushal. I mean, so there's also the Nevein Shvus b'Mikdash. L'chay Rebs. It's unclear. Let us see Taisvis. Avoloi b'Medine, loi b'Yerushalayim. This is the way Rashi said, avoloi b'Gvulim, k'teperish b'Kuntras. Oh, diktoni kol ir sheroye b'shoimas toikimbo. Now, that kasha we asked on Rashi, so when did they didn't blow in Yerushalayim, and here it says that the cities that were roy and shoimas, they also blew. So Taisus is choylik on Rashi. Taisus says, haynu la'acher chuben shetikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Taisus says that this is speaking about after the chuben of Takonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So, Yechna Ben Zakkai made this takone. The Taisvis Arosh asks on Taisvis, he says, Rabbi Yechna Ben Zakkai was Mesakin, the Chomokim Shesh by Bezden, shall chav afilo chav gimel also is good. So he said. So he says it's very difficult to understand. So how do we understand this? In Yavne, the Bez Nagodl was there. The Sanhedrin was there. And in Yavne, you could only blow lifnei bezn. And in Yerushalayim, that there was a bezn shel chav gimel, you could blow a fila on the ayoris, and the ayoris which are smuches to Yerushalayim. He says, what kind of a svar is this? That in Takonis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, I mean, the whole takona was lifnei bezn, and the bezn was in Yavne, and good, see, not only Yavne. Good, not only Bezen Shalayim Aleph, who had in a Bezen Shalchav Gimel, but it should be that the Bezen Shalayim Aleph is only Yavnin, and in Yerushalayim, if it's only a Bezen Shalchav Gimel, is a filo da Yoros Viveisel, why should it be like that? Vim Taima, Faktaisa Kasha, Maishna Milulev, Shoyanitl, a filo Bigvulin, Bizman, Shebeis, Amigdush, Kaim, Knamashme, Belulev, Arove, Shemelichin, Lulaveim, Lebeis, Aknes. In fact, Achtaisves, how do we understand this? Shaifo, Bizman Abayis was also Rafilu in Yerushalayim. And Lulav was Mutter Rafilu in Tel Aviv. The Begvulim, I feel the Begvulim, it's mutter. They took the Lulav and the Beisak Nesses, but Yom Tov Rishon Shel Sukkis Shechaliyus B'Shabbes Shemibi Lulavim LeBeisak Nesses. So this is very difficult to understand. Zoktais Ves V'Yeshleimer D'Shani Lulav Sheina LeTiltul Ba'alme Hail V'Ishteri B'Migdash LeEchmiru B'Medine Avot Tkiye Shoifer Maise Chochme. So they were only matter in the Migdash. So this is a very shvera taisvis. The Yom Trua asks on taisvis, he doesn't understand what taisvis is saying. Lulav is a tiltul baalme. So they were make all over. Erlishtri be Migdash. Abotki yeshoifer maise chochme. So they were the only matter in the Beis HaMigdash. So yes, the Gemara says the reason that they asked by Shaifer and Lulav is Shemei Virena Dal Damas Peshus Arabim. Tais get mit Tiltul, mit Maisa Chochme. What's Pshat and Taisvis? He says a very interesting Pshat and Taisvis. He says that Tais in the Gzeire of Shema Yavirenu, why were they Gzeire? They were Gzeire Shema Yavirenu. Hakel chayovim betkiya shayfer, vein hakel bekiyim betkiya shayfer. The same thing, hakel chayovim ben tilas lulav, vein hakel bekiyim ben tilas lulav. So he says, what don't they know by lulav, and what don't they know by shayfer? He says, by lulav they don't know how to make the nanuim. That's a tilta, that's not such a big problem. The whole nanuim is, the whole thing is a tilta ba'alme. So the gzeire, Shema Yavirenu is not so bad. The whole gzair is Shema Yavirenu. The whole thing is a tilta baalme. Shtkiya Shoifer is a chochme. You have to know. In kleinekeit, the shiurim of the satkiya, the sashvorim, is the stuff that's again. It's a ganze simon in Shulchan Aruch. How to blow the shayfer. This is a chochme. So he means to say like this. The gzair of Shema Yelech Eitzel Boki. Is the gzeire is much greater by shofar than by lulav. That's what he wants to say pshat and taisu. So by lulav, since already they broke the ice, they said in the migdash they were matter. They were matter in the migdash. So given the ishtari, so that's what hoil the ishtari be migdash leich miro be medina. So they were makel already a filo be medina also. That means, and they had to be matter the gzeire. They were matter the gzeire, but migdash, so they were matter the medina also. Mashenkin, tkiya shofar, that's a maise chachme. So mamela that they were only matter in the base of migdash. Umiyu koshef, like toisves, the la'acher chuben abayis, ikilu tvei b'shofar mi belulet. So, but the Nahapachus, he's saying a svore, that you have to be makel more by lulav than by shayfer. In fact, Taisus, after Chuban Abayis, he killed tvei b'shayfer by lulav. Shetikin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai shetikin b'chol mokim sheyesh bezin. So ever, in any city there was a bezin, they were tekeya. Aber lulav leishteri. Lulav heist, after chuban abayis, no one took a lulav on Shabbos. The mash mosam. The muki lo ahidim alichin lulavayim, bizman beis amigdush. Begvula mash bizman shayim beis amigdush kaim lehuto b'shum mokim. So Memele, so it's very modern. Bizman Abaye, so Lulav was gringer than Shofar. But Alom this the Tulto Baalme and Bizman Azeh, Shofar is gringer than Lulav. Yeshleimer, the Shofar Shulahalis Echeneim Shal Yisrael Avin Shebeshamayim Leirotzu Levata Legamri. That means, what should be? That they shouldn't blow shayf at all. Just take the nest. It's laskir laalisa chaynem she salvin shabbat shemayim. Bekiven the tikkun bechad bezn. Tikkun bechol mokaim sheyesh bezn. Afal pi shebizman abayis lehoye elo b'migdosh tafke. That means that because here it'd be consistent. Bizman abayis they were matan the beis hamigdosh. All over there's no beis hamigdosh. So finish. They were matan beis hamigdosh. Here, to say that they shouldn't blow in Gansen, das taig doch nicht. The Shafer is lahale zechayneim shal Yisrael. So memeila, they had to be mata one place. So could it be, was that, they were mata, so that had to be consistent already. Bezden, so what's different the Bezden in Haifa than the Bezden in Yerushalayim? It's Bezden, so they were mata all Bezdens already. So that's why it came out. But period. So, that's that else. But Oydish Loyma, not he's going back on the first kasha. Not Bizmana. Zeta is asking why Bizmana Bayis were they makel more by Lulav? They were matel by Lulav of Philip and Medina, and by Shaifa, they're only matel the base of Migdash. The Medina, the Lulav, ye doiche big bulim, yoisa, mi Shaifa, shebere, shashana, lehoya, yodua, kvias, achidish, elabiru, shalayim. That means not all over did they know when Rosh Chodesh was, the Tosfos Roshes, and the guys already in Yerushalayim about the other shtet, which they did know. So therefore, they made already, so it's not a mitzvah vadois. So if it's not a mitzvah vadois, so therefore, we have a Hashem Yavirenu, we have a Shabbos is vadai, and he might come, and the mitzvah is not a vadai. Could be it's not even Rosh Hashanah. So for Kelso, they weren't matter tkiya shayfer, only in the base of Midish, where they knew. Avo yom rishin de lulav, hoya yidu a big vulim, yom rishin de baba lulav, it's already the 15th day in Tishrei, so they knew when Rosh Chodesh was. So memele, so then since it's a mitzvah vadoi, so therefore they were mekel b'chol moke.